Here with me in this interview, I have a couple of award winners. In fact, this is for the Beef Quality Assurance Awards that were presented here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm going to let each of you introduce yourself here, and we'll start with you, Jim, first of all.
My name is Jim Dochev. My wife and my family have a dairy farm in Longmont, Colorado, about 20 miles north of Denver here. We milk 600 cows, and it's a family operation. We recently started a new venture. We're bottling our own milk and selling it directly to the consumer.
All right, and then we have over here Ann Burkholder. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Ann Burkholder. Myself and my husband and my father-in-law have a finishing cattle feed yard in central Nebraska. We've worked really hard in the last few years to try to complete the quality assurance circle at our own operation and in the Nebraska beef industry as well. We buy a lot of Nebraska calves that we trace through the feed yard and then on to the packing plant, pass that information up and down the chain so that producers can be aware of the type of beef that they're producing.
Well, let's look at the things that you have done that have helped earn you this award, and turn back to you, Jim, here. What would you say are the things that you've done that have gotten you the attention and brought this award?
Probably the biggest thing, this all started about 7-8 years ago, and we're putting a lot of time and effort in producing a quality milk product, and eventually these dairy cows become beef products, so I felt we need to put as much time and effort in that to make a good beef product that hit the market. So immediately we went to getting all our injections into the neck, and then we've just grown on that. And probably the thing that at least they tell me this is what got the most attention, we precondition our cows before we sell them. Once we decide that they need to be removed from the dairy herd, we take and put them in a pen, and we're shooting for a 3.25 to 3.5 body condition score on them. And the majority of the cows, probably 75% of them, meet that at the time where they're culled from the herd, but that other 25%, we feed them however long we need to get them up to that body score.
So what does it mean to you to have won this award?
Oh, it's quite an honor, especially the first time. Means a lot to me, and very proud to win it the first time.
And looking at your operation, what are the things that you've done that you think helped bring you this award?
Like I said, we've done a lot of work trying to complete the quality assurance circle. I work in Nebraska. I'm the chairman of the Technical Advisory Committee for Beef Quality Assurance in Nebraska. I worked with Dan Hale down at Texas A&M to develop the Master Cattle Transporter Program, which is beef quality assurance for transportation industry. Nebraska's also been pivotal in the Focal Point DVD that came out this year in partnership with the Livestock Market Auction. So I've just tried to make an effort to get involved kind of nationally in addition to Nebraska and continue that proactive movement of beef quality assurance to complete that circle so that every calf that's born in the United States can be handled by a beef quality assurance educated caregiver from the time that they drop to the ground to the time that they enter the food supply.
So how would you describe the importance of this, at least in terms of what it means to the ultimate consumer of beef?
Well, I think that beef quality assurance is a pivotal part of consumer confidence. I believe with 100% confidence that the United States beef is the safest and most wholesome in the world. And beef quality assurance, both in the past and the present and certainly in the future, will continue to play a huge role in that. The daily management practices that go along with beef quality assurance help us to produce animals with top quality meat that's safe and that can help the consumer have confidence in what we're doing.
Thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.